Children being treated at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute are offered all kinds of things to boost morale. Now, the elite hospital is teaming up with the military elite, Navy SEALs, to help give children motivation to endure their treatments. WBUR's Fred Tice has more.
10-year-old Dmitry Itzkovitz is spending the day with two former Navy SEALs who are teaching him how to scale a climbing wall. He's especially impressed with Dan Knossen, a Paralympic cross-country skier and biathlete.
My main sport is skiing, but I run on this side.
Wow!
That's cross-training.
I want to see you run.
Yeah, I should have.
Knossen lost his legs one night when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. Since then, he's taught himself to run on blades and to ski. This pairing of SEALs and children with cancer is the idea of former Navy SEAL Adam LaRue. 10 years ago, he was deployed in Iraq when he received devastating news from home.
And, you know, we conducted an operation one night and got back and was sleeping after a couple of days of not sleeping. And one of my teammates woke me up. There's a Red Cross message that came out and just said my mother passed away.
LaRue's mother had died of breast cancer. Between deployments, LaRue began to volunteer at fundraisers for breast cancer research. He was impressed with his fellow volunteers.
I met a lot of women just like my mother that were just amazingly tough, strong, mentally and physically, and just inspired others.
LaRue had also seen many SEAL comrades killed, and he was impressed with how resilient their children were. He attributed their strength to the strength of their fathers. When he began pursuing a master's at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government last fall, LaRue started to think maybe SEALs could also help children with cancer become more resilient.
So they're very like-minded warriors. I mean, these kids that are battling cancer and these SEALs that have gone through some of the toughest training in the world, and they have these skills ingrained in them.
LaRue started talking with Maria Trotsi, an assistant professor of developmental pediatrics at the Boston University School of Medicine. She runs a program there called Good Grief, which teaches adults to help children cope with loss. They decided to focus on children from 9 to 13 years old.
Unlike a 2-year-old, these children have a much better sense about their world before they got sick, and they have a sense about how their world is compromised.
At this climbing wall in Watertown, Dmitry is asking questions of Dan Knossen and his other former SEAL buddy, former U.S. Senate candidate Gabriel Gomez of Cohasset.
Is it scary, though, when you try to injure other people? Like, shoot other people?
It's scary.
Like, because I always have a fear of hurting someone else. Like,
that's not a bad fear. That's a good fear.
But, like, is it, like, does it make you feel bad when you shoot?
Well, there are some bad people out there.
Yeah.
I think most people feel honored to protect their country.
I just don't feel good if I accidentally, like, trip someone and then I fall down and I'm like,
that's different.
Dan Knossen believes Dmitry and the other children can learn from his own struggles adapting to life after losing his legs.
I think doing physical activity and, like, challenges of this nature can really help them. I know that in my recovery it's been important to challenge myself physically.
And I have the two best people here because they're so encouraging. I love both of you.
Some of the SEALs have come a long way for this event. Knossen came from Colorado. Some of the children, too, have made a long journey. Jessica Tatasciore drove her 12-year-old son Lucas from Pennsylvania.
He had Burkitt's lymphoma. So it's non-operable, very extremely aggressive. He had 5 tumors in his belly.
Lucas's partner is former SEAL Pat Dossett, now pursuing an MBA at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Dossett has been explaining to Lucas that in the SEALs, mental toughness trumps physical strength.
In our class, we started with 215 guys, and we finished with 17 original guys. But the interesting thing is that the biggest, fastest, strongest guys that generally show up to training are usually the first ones that decide it's not for them because they have always been naturally gifted and they've never been tested outside of their comfort zone, right? So they have all the physical assets that they need, but they don't necessarily have the mental fortitude that they need.
Several of the SEALs say they didn't know what to expect of this event. Most had never met children with cancer. Dossett points out that for the SEALs, too, this encounter with the children is life-affirming.
It's very rare that we get an opportunity to get all of the guys together and get so many good guys together in one place. Generally, when we're doing that, it's at a funeral. And so to come together for something like this, to be around so many, you know, kind of positive people for a positive cause, it's pretty powerful.
Dave, an active duty SEAL from San Diego, who asked us not to use his last name, thinks maybe the children seem happy precisely because they're being challenged.
A lot of times when kids have these types of diseases, that a lot of people reach out to them and give them things, and it's sort of like a handout. Getting a pocket full of Red Sox tickets is one thing, and that's a great thing, but the flip side of it is trying to make them put one foot in front of the other. So I think that's why this one's a little bit different.
By the end of the day, the kids are helping each other.
Put your foot on the blue one. See the blue one? Now push up.
Dana-Farber is planning another event in September. Adam LaRue has received some powerful feedback from parents. Having this opportunity to spend the day with Navy SEALs had a wonderful impact on his self-esteem, one parent emails. He has a new perspective on life and a friend who has also gone through a lot. Now he has a new motto in life. Never give up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.